The Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you for joining. My name is Scott McKenzie. Let's get the show on the road because we don't have time to waste. We're going to be setting a higher standard in this podcast. Mindset, leadership, all of that good stuff. Setting a higher standard. But before we get going, that was a dramatic pause, but before we get going, let's talk a little bit about a book, How to Write Copy That Sells. This is by a gentleman by the name of Ray Edwards, and I want you to know, I'm not a quick read. I take time to read, but this book was well-written, fabulous content, tremendous wisdom. That is How to Write Copy That Sells, Ray Edwards. You need to write better. Let's just put it that way. You just do. There are strategies and tactics that you could deploy that will help you be a better writer. That's the book for you by Ray Edwards. And then a couple of tools that you need to look into. One is Social Jukebox. Now, that is a posting tool that I use consistently. It's simple. It's powerful. That's Social Jukebox. And then, of course, you need a CRM. And the CRM I recommend, of course, is ActiveCampaign. If you're in the world of marketing, sales, branding, you need ActiveCampaign, you need that CRM. And then a couple of other little notes, and that is Industrial Academy. Those are courses that are specific to you, the professional, taught by professionals in the industrial world. And then finally, the Industrial Dojo. You'll find all of these podcasts out there. Rapid fire, have a grand time, listen, and learn. Because once again, this platform is about you, the industrial professional, 100% dedicated to your success. So we're going to continue to pump education, so that you, because you guys are changing the world through innovation and your passion about industry. All right, this is Harvard Business Review. This comes from the Harvard Business Review. Did you know that only 10% of the population has a learning or growth mindset? Only 10%. That means 90% of us, me, we don't. We don't have a learning or growth mindset. And that's, we need to be committed to learning more. And it's not as if this, the digital world we live in doesn't have that ability to be able to learn and grow. And I mean, it's all out there. We just have to invest the time, energy, and effort. And you're going to say, I can't read well, or I don't have time. You're looking at a guy it's going to fall on deaf ears just because, I'm as slow as molasses when it comes to reading, but I'm committed just because the information is so incredible. I mean, and it's just out there. So here's an example. Here's an example that you need to consider. So I go to a doctor. That doctor is responsible for my health. Do I want a doctor that is only semi-knowledgeable, that graduated from med school and just stopped learning? Let's say he graduated or she graduated from med school 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. Do I want, 15 or 20-year-old technology being applied to me? No, I want the latest and greatest and cutting-edge information to help me be healthy, to help my family to be healthy, to be the best they can possibly be. And then I'm not going to refer, I'm telling you right now, if that individual is not committed to education and learning, I'm not going to refer them. The same thing applies to you as an industrial professional. Your industry, what you do, is changing rapidly on a daily basis. It is. I see it firsthand every single day. And there's information and there's learning that has to happen because you are the professionals that innovate. You are the professionals that change the world. And to do that, you have to constantly and continue to set a higher standard for you and educating and demanding more from you, demanding more from me. Just demand. It's all out there. Do not fall into the 90%. Do not be a part of that non-learning, non-growth group. Be a part of that learning group, that growth group. Now, you listen to the podcast, and of course, I think you're committed. But through you're going to get information from me and recommendations that is available out there on the World Wide Web. And there's no excuse for not having that information. Because we've got to, because you, as an industrial professional, me, as an industrial professional, we are here to change the world. I mean, do you understand, from an industrial point of view, we change the world through innovation, through technology. We're constantly pushing the envelope. We have to continue to set the higher standard. And that means be a part of the learning and growth mindset and educate each and every day. Yeah, it doesn't stop. And you know, here's the sad part about it. I'm 57. I've seen a lot, been through a lot, and I've only come to realize the power of, yeah, I'll share with you my thoughts, but the power of education. There was a time when I went to school at night and learned and learned and learned, and then there was, you know, family gets into, you know, you do family stuff, and you forget about the education. And then we fall in front of the TV, but nonetheless, there you have it. Be a part of a learning and growth mindset. I depend on you. The world depends on you. Your family depends on you. You innovate. You're changing the world. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will continue down this industrial leadership road, because you need to set a higher standard, because for you, changing the world requires that you are a learning and growth mindset individual. So thank you very much. Thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, I guess, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you listen to this podcast. Thank you very much.